It seems like you can find just about anything through Google. If you type a question in the search box, you get an answer and something called a featured snippet. Google's answers are handy, but sometimes they're just wrong. Jacob Margolis from member station KPCC reports.
My wife Rachel and I traveled through Spain recently. The food was delicious. I mean, there were cheeses, fresh fruits, cured meats, great runny egg dishes, and that was only breakfast. But we ran into some problems.
There's a lot of, like, stress with eating.
That's Rachel. She's pregnant. And the entire trip, we were trying to figure out what she could and could not eat.
Can you eat prosciutto?
No.
Can you eat salami?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Can you eat bacon?
I think I can eat bacon because it's cooked.
Can you eat buffet eggs?
Well, I don't know. I just ate them.
And like any terrified first-time parents, we turned to Google for answers. But as we looked at the results, I noticed that some of the answers were questionable and that some of them were flat-out wrong. So to find out more, I called up Dr. Lena Shankaranathan, an OBGYN at UCLA Health. I looked up the question, can pregnant women eat eggs? Here's what Google had to say.
According to Mom Junction, during your pregnancy, you need to cook eggs properly until both the white and yolk turn solid.
That's true, says Nathan, because salmonella poisoning is a concern. But Mom Junction continues.
Though salmonella poisoning will not harm your baby, it can be unpleasant for you as it could cause abdominal pain.
Salmonella poisoning can actually be very dangerous for pregnant women. After I asked Mom Junction about the post, they changed it to say that it's unlikely to harm your baby.
Because in the first trimester, it can actually cause miscarriage. If you develop one of these bacterial gastroenterites, you can definitely lose the pregnancy because of it.
Dr. Nathan says that she hears from patients all of the time that get bad information from the internet. And that's nothing new. What is new is Google's featured snippet, or the little answer at the top of search results. The product came about in 2014. And like we just heard, there can be factual issues with them.
You've had cases where people have done searches for, say, the King of America, and it has come up with an answer like Barack Obama.
That answer's since been fixed, but Danny Sullivan's been looking into the results for his website, Search Engine Land. The answers that Google displays don't necessarily have editorial oversight. The sources aren't always reputable. And whatever shows up in the snippet box was chosen by Google's algorithms.
When someone does a search and they ask for something, it goes through and it tries to find pages that seem like they're answering the question that you have, but it can't actually tell whether or not that's the right answer.
And research indicates that opinions are shaped by whatever shows up at the top of the search results.
The ordering is everything.
That's Dr. Henry Brighton from Tilburg University in the Netherlands. He surveyed a group of people who were undecided about whether the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine was a good thing. He asked them to search for information online to help them form an opinion. But he manipulated what people could see. For some, he prioritized negative information on vaccines, while others saw mostly positive results.
We can manipulate people's healthcare decisions, even when these issues are really, really important. And we can do that simply by changing the rankings of search results.
Google says that there are trillions of searches done each year on its platform, but that it's unclear how many snippets there are and how often they're wrong. But the company does recognize that bad answers can be an issue, and they've addressed that by letting users flag bad snippets. But if a user doesn't know an answer is wrong, why would they do that in the first place? When asked, Dr. Nathan recommends that if you have a medical question, you should check with your doctor. Jacob Margolis, NPR News.